Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity with your host, David Heimer.
Hi, I'm David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. Today we're speaking with Ed O'Connell. Ed is the founder of O'Connell Plumbing, which had the best tagline I've ever seen. It was, "The only plumbing company highly recommended by my mother." Hilarious, clever, very creative, which is very appropriate and common for Ed. Here's a bit more about Ed. He founded, grew, and ran O'Connell Plumbing, which he built into a very successful residential plumbing company, and then he sold it a few years ago for a very tidy sum. When he ran O'Connell Plumbing, he was named the Service Roundtable Contributor of the Year, and after selling O'Connell Plumbing and becoming an industry consultant, he was named the Tom McCart Consultant of the Year. He was a speaker at the International Roundtable in Fort Worth a few years ago. He speaks at our Success by Design Days periodically. He's a columnist for Contractor Magazine. He's a mentor for two Service Nation Alliance advisory boards, and he's an industry consultant as well. So welcome, Ed. Thanks for agreeing to do this with me.
Well, thanks, David. Boy, when you listed all that stuff, I really didn't realize how much I had to live up to here. So,
well, it's all true, you've been a big success. So, one of the interesting things you told me about when you ran O'Connell Plumbing was that you used to choose a neighborhood, and I may be getting this wrong, and you would just walk around it, knock on doors, introduce yourself, and that this generated a whole bunch of business for you. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah. I came home one day, and right next door was one of my competitors, and he's part of the Service Roundtable. In fact, he's a really good friend of mine, Gene Birch. We were friendly competitors in the same county, Marin County, California. I came home, and there's Gene Birch's truck, plumbing truck, in front of my neighbor's house. I went, what's going on here? You know, I live right next door to this person, and they didn't call me for plumbing. So after the truck left, I went next door, and her name was Jacqueline. I said, Jacqueline, you just called Gene Birch, and you didn't call me for plumbing. She said, I didn't even know you were a plumber. And we lived next door for about 2 or 3 years. So that got me to thinking. And one of the things I'd done successfully when I was in the when I was doing the construction work was once or twice a week I would stop at a general contractor's office and go in and just introduce myself and try to market that way. So I sort of extrapolated that from this experience with Gene. And so I went around I said, I'm going to go around the rest of my neighborhood and just make sure everybody knows I'm a plumber. So I went around my immediate neighborhood, Hill Avenue, and knocked on doors and let people know. I said, do you know I'm a plumber and I have a plumbing company? And if you ever need plumbing, I'd be glad to, you know, help you out and even give you a good neighbor discount, 10% off our listed prices. And they go, well, no, you know, a lot of people did and some people didn't. There's about 20 people. And the next day I got two calls from my neighborhood, came into my office in my neighborhood. And we, you know, so this got me to thinking, and I'm spending all this money in the Yellow Pages at the time for advertising that really I had my doubts about. So I said, let's see if I can do this myself. So I picked a neighborhood. It was a long dead end road, but it was semi-wealthy. And I just said, I'm going to get a little brochure made up. I made up a brochure with an offer. I think it was a free plumbing service to include looking at your toilets and flushing your water heater for, like, I don't know, at the time, $29. And of course it was a loss leader, and I was just trying to get in the front door. So around, and I had fun doing this. I don't know whether you have to be a special kind of person or not fear rejection or you're just having fun and just don't give a damn. But I would go, I knocked on doors. I'd pick about, I think it was 5 houses a night is what I did. And it usually morphed into 10. And I'd just go knock on doors. And if nobody was there, I'd leave a door hanger. But out of 10 doors, I might knock on about 4 or 5 and answer the door. And I'd tell them, I'm your neighbor. I'm not here to sell you anything. Don't get nervous. I'm not Seventh-day Adventist, selling Girl Scout cookies. I says, I'm not selling anything. I'm just here to let you know I'm your neighbor, and I have a plumbing company, and I'm looking for new business. And here's an offer for you, and I give it to them. And I also had magnets. Those magnets were really big. It's a free magnet for your fridge and like that there. And about a month and a half, 2 months after doing that, I went to my CSR and I said, do we have any calls from this particular street? And she says, you know, we got a bunch. And I says, we got a bunch. And I says, yeah. She says, that's how I tracked, by the way, you know. do we have any calls there? Yeah, we got a bunch. Okay, that was my tracking. So I got in my, at the time I was riding a Vespa motor scooter because I didn't want to Anyway, I got my Vespa motor scooter and I went out to this Sleepy Hollow. It was called Sleepy Hollow Drive. And I went down there and four of my trucks within, I think it's 2 miles long, I saw four of my trucks there. And they, all those trucks came from just knocking on doors. And either that or leading a brochure. And a little, the brochure said, I'm your neighbor. And I listed where I was. I put my address down there. And to this day, from what I understand, because I sold the company, to this day, we still have a lot of clients right along. It's called Butterfield Drive. That's it. So I have to thank Gene Birch, a real close competitor, for opening my eyes and getting me to do this kind of thing.
So step me through this for a moment. Did you wear your uniform when you went and made these calls?
I did, yeah. Okay. My uniform was a pair of jeans and a real nice shirt.
Yeah, so. But it said O'Connell Plumbing on it, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay, so you step up to the door, you knock on it. What time of day would you do this?
I usually did it in the evenings, like about from 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
4 to 6. And most of the people that answered the door were women.
And so you turned on the Ed O'Connell charm.
Yeah.
I'm Ed O'Connell. I'm your neighbor, and I'm a plumber, and I'm just knocking on my neighbor's doors to let him know I'm a plumber. I'm looking for more business, and I've got a brochure here and an offer and some other information about us. So if you got any plumbing needs or anything, I'd love to help you guys out. Is that sort of it?
Basically, that was it, David. You said it right in a nutshell. Yeah.
And you're a gregarious person. You're a friendly person. You like talking to people. So I think this is kind of a natural for you, or do you think it's something that, I mean, it is a natural for you, but do you think it's something that other people could do even if they weren't all that gregarious?
You know, to be honest with you, I think, I try it out, see how it goes. And if you can't handle rejection, because a lot of people said, get out of here. You know, I don't
really?
Care if you're a plumber. Yeah. Well, I mean, they were nicer about it than I'm being, but it came through, you know. Listen, I don't care whether you're selling Girl Scout cookies or selling plumbing. I don't need you here tonight. So, but that's it. I said, okay, well, here's it. Anyway, I'd say, I get your point. I'm the same way. I get all this stuff at home, too. But I just wanted to let people know in my neighborhood that I owned a really great plumbing company. And, I could have had a website and everything. I said, you can go online, check me out, and the whole thing like that. So even the rejections, a lot of them came to us, too.
I got to think that if you're going to use a plumber, you know, and a guy in your neighborhood is a plumber and wants your business, that you'd be more likely to go use him. I would.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, it worked out. I think, you know, from the days of when the Fuller Brush Man or Fuller Brush Person would come around to sell you things, and people were more amenable to that, you know, they'd say, oh, okay, you're selling, you know, they try to help them out. I think there was a long period where people, you know, knocking on doors would really irritate people. I think that's starting to change. I mean, my experience was that most of the people whose doors I knocked on were pretty nice.
Yeah.
You know? And then once you get into one person's house, and if you use referrals, of course, that's how I grew my business was, you know, if you like me, would your son like me, your daughter like me, your mom, your dad? I had no fear about asking for referrals, and we really, really grew our company. We were spending 8% roughly on advertising, but I bet you we didn't even have to spend that with the referrals that we were getting. Nowadays, with such companies as ReviewBuzz, I mean, I don't see why people don't. Not asking for referrals is throwing money out the door now.
Was there any other sort of preparation you did before you went to knock on doors? You were obviously cleaned up, wearing a nice-looking shirt, but sort of casual. You had brochures to hand out. You had door hangers. You had magnets. You had a special offer for them. Anything else?
Well, you know, it's interesting you mention like that, but I had all that together in what eventually I come to find out was Joe Cunningham's tech pack. It was like a pre-tech pack. It was all the stuff I needed was in this clear envelope. And so I could hang this envelope right on a person's door. So that's kind of like how I prepared. As far as mentally preparing, you know, if I thought about it, and I caught myself doing this, if I said, I don't really want to do this today and be so easy to stop. So I wouldn't think about it. I'd just say, you know, I'm just going to do one house. You know, it's like exercising. You know, I hate the thought of exercising until I get my first shoe on. And once I get my shoe on, then I'm okay. Once I got to that first house, then I wanted to do the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, and then go to the other side of the street and work my way back. This is kind of a circle I did. And eventually even got my guys to doing that. That was really amazing.
How did they do that? Did they do it in their neighborhoods, or did they do it in your neighborhood also?
They did it in their neighborhoods, but they also, we had a whole role-playing thing that we did where they would go, they'd finish a job, and if they didn't have another job immediately, they'd go around and knock on doors and hand out the same packages that I handed out. And they would say, you know, we're your neighbor here in Marin County, and we're looking for work. We're a great plumbing company, and if you don't have a plumber that you can count on, we're one you can count on. And many's the time my guys would be out there with there'd be not another job on the line for them. They'd go next door, and all of a sudden, they're putting in a new water heater, or, you know, they crawl underneath the house, and they're putting in a whole new water system. You know, it's just, we had fun, and I think my company culture was one of fun more than anything.
Well, Ed, thanks again. This has been terrific.
Well, it's been a pleasure, David. And I just want to say that being part of the Service Roundtable and the Service Nation Alliance has been one of the more uplifting experiences of my life. I have made so many friends and have so many just acquaintances. And then when I go to the roundtables, like, I can't wait to go to Atlanta and see all my friends and see all my people, you know, because I just have the best time. You and your outfit have made business fun. That's the best thing I can say about it.
Well, thanks so much. You've been a big part of it. And thanks for taking this time to talk with us about networking and your experience. I really appreciated it. I know people can follow your posts through serviceroundtable.com. But if they wanted to contact you directly, would you mind sharing an email address with us?
Yeah, sure. It's ed.oconnell, O-C-O-N-N-E-L-L, @outlook.com.
And no apostrophe or any funny punctuation in that. It's just O'Connell, two N's, two L's, all the way through @outlook.com.
And I just got a new website up and running, too.
Really?
Not very sophisticated, but it's www.edoconnell, that's one word, .net.
Got it. Okay. Cool. Thank you very much.
Thanks.